nothing found after businesses received bomb threats. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Several Tuscarawas County and Stark County businesses were evacuated or placed on lockdown after threats were reported. On Thursday, just before 3 p.m., Tuscarawas County Sheriff's detectives were notified of a bomb threat and responded to the county courthouse and annexation building. Sergeant Phil Valdez explains that all staff were evacuated.
We basically had the workers check their workspaces and the surrounding area for anything that was unusual before they evacuated. We also had the deputies and detectives from the sheriff's office check the building to make sure that there was nothing unusual left behind.
Nothing suspicious was found from that search. Valdez adds that the FBI Canton office was contacted due to the way the broad email threat was received and the content, which asked for a ransom.
We didn't really take any validation into the threat. We did take all our precautions to check the area, but the threat was kind of an open-ended threat as far as they weren't really naming a certain building or place or person.
Tuscarawas County businesses receiving the threat included Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital and the County Board of Developmental Disabilities, as well as multiple companies in Stark County. FBI officials will conduct any necessary follow-ups. Residents utilizing Tuscarawas County water and sewer services will see a slight increase for 2019. The county commissioners developed a process several years ago to have annual price reviews, so a huge increase would not happen at one time. Carrie Metzger says the board passed the recommendation of an increase for 2019 presented by the Water and Sewer District.
The sewer rate would go up 2%, and the water rate would go up 2.5%. And that's about an additional dollar a month for the water rate and around 80 cents a month for the sewer rate.
Metzger stresses that the reasonable increase is essential for continued utility provisions for metropolitan service customers.
All those systems are aging as things age. Water lines break, sewer lines deteriorate. So we need to make sure we have enough money to be able to continue to repair and replace and at times add new water and sewer lines.
For more information about the Tuscarawas Metropolitan Water and Sewer District, go online to tcmsd.org. And in state news, federal appeals judges have declined to hear Ohio's challenge to a ruling throwing out a man's conviction and death sentence. A 3-judge 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel in September agreed with Ahmad Fauzi Issa's attorneys that statements about his involvement in a murder-for-hire case were hearsay. He was convicted of arranging a Cincinnati convenience store owner's 1997 slaying. The Ohio Attorney General's office says a potential appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court is being considered. And in sports, the Cleveland Cavaliers welcome the Milwaukee Bucks tonight at 7:30. The Cavs are 7-1 overall this year and 5-10 at the Q. In hockey, Columbus welcomed LA last night. The Blue Jackets beat the Kings 4-1. Tonight, Pittsburgh hosts the Boston Bruins at 7 o'clock. In Thursday night football, the Chargers scored a touchdown and then converted on a 2-point conversion with 4 seconds left as LA beat the Chiefs in Kansas City 29-18. And in baseball, the Indians, Mariners, and Rays have worked out a 3-team deal that sends first baseman Carlos Santana back to Cleveland and moves slugger Edwin Encarnacion to Seattle. Encarnacion had 32 home runs and 107 RBIs with Cleveland this year. He leads the majors in homers and RBIs since 2012. Santana hit 24 home runs and 86 RBIs and 110 walks for the Phillies last season. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
Patchy morning fog, then mostly cloudy throughout the daytime. Rain showers develop late this afternoon, starting in our far southern counties and track north throughout the evening. Today's high 47. Mostly cloudy, breezy with rain showers tonight and fog, a low of 40 degrees. And on Saturday, look for mostly cloudy skies, periods of rain, breezy conditions, and fog. High on Saturday near 49 degrees. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Stephanie Allison.
For local news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
Z Country!